Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Tzadi. We're holding on the bottom of Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the Church Avenue Minyan Lili Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yuri Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh Ben Chaim Tuvia Alevi Alev Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yisrael Yaakov Alev Shalom, and for Refu Shlemer for Fegu Peril Bastava Rivka. It's also sponsored anonymously for Refu Shlemer for Daniel Yagin Ben Karen Aliza. It's also sponsored by Seymour Gertz in memory of his mother, Margalit Bas Rav Shilima, who's Yartzei V'Zayin Adar. It's also sponsored by David Friedman, Lili Nishmas, his mother, Devorah Greenfield Friedman, Devorah Bas, Yoshua Heschel, and Rachel Aleihem HaShalom, and whose yard site is tomorrow. It's also sponsored by the Salzburger family, Lili Nishmas Frida Bas Yaakov, whose yard site was earlier this week, and it's sponsored by the Sussman family on the occasion of the yard site of Dr. Noah Sussman, Noach Ben Moshe Alav HaShalom. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today's daf is somewhat of a challenging daf. First topic of discussion is we left off yesterday by saying that if a person spends pays money to be able to be registered on somebody else's Karban Pesach, that money becomes chulin. So the Gemara is going to discuss, how does that work exactly? That money paid for a share in the Karban Pesach will become chulin and doesn't remain hegdish? The money is hegdish to begin with because you're being makdish it for the purchase of the Karban Pesach. It's paying for something that's hegdish. How could it be that that money goes and becomes chulin? So we're going to have to elaborate on different statements made by Rabbi Oshia and by Rabbi in order to explain why the money would be chulin. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about whether you could shecht the Karban Pesach for somebody who right now is Tamei, but by the time it comes to eat the Karban Pesach, he's going to be Tahar. So Rav holds that you're not allowed to shecht for the Karban for somebody who was Tamei from a Sheretz and hasn't yet gone to the Mikvah, and the Gemara is going to give two explanations for Rav's Shita. And then at the end of the Daf is going to conclude by teaching the specific Chiddush that's involved in allowing a Nida and a Zava each to have a Karban Pesach shechted for them on the eighth day of the Torah process, meaning the day the eighth day of the Torah process. What's the Chiddush? Of course, they're fully Torah by then. What's the Chiddush in telling me that they're allowed to have a Karban Pesach shechted for them at that point in time? So let's begin. We are at Amar Ula at the bottom of the page, three lines from the bottom of the page, on Daf Pei Tesam Beis. So the Gemara discusses that which we just said in the Brisa that we quoted at the end of yesterday's shiur, that someone who registers new people on the Karban Pesach, so they pay their way in, they buy their way in to that Karban Pesach, that money that they pay is chulin. So Amarula v'itema Rav Oshaya efshar yadi chavrin bavlai time da milsa halavayu, someone should be able to explain to us why this is true. Why would the money be chulin? Ze hifrish tlele pischo. The guy who's the one guy was makdish an animal for a Karban Pesach. V'zeh hifrish mos lepischo. The person who's trying to register on that Karban Pesach together with him was mafrish money for the Karban Pesach. He designated money to pay for a Karban Pesach. Hey hekdish chalal hekdish. How could the kedusha that was already on the money now pass to the Pesach, which was already kadosh? The ketani mos shabiyadu chulin, to the point that the Brisa says that the money that gets paid is going to become chulin. Ki'ilu, the kedusha of that money is transferred onto the animal, and now the money is going to be chulin. So Abaye is going to explain that something has to give over here. Either you have to say that the karban was not yet fully kadosh, and now there's kedusha that's able to transfer from the money onto the Pesach, or that the money is not really kadosh. So we're going to explain that one way to say it is that Rabbi Shaya explains that the kedusha of the Karban Pesach is a very limited kedusha. It's different than other karbanos. Even after your makdish Karban Pesach, you could still be mechalel money that's kadosh on that Karban Pesach. The kedusha of the Karban Pesach is a limited type of kedusha where there's still room to be mechalel money of kedusha on the Karban Pesach. The other possibility that Abai himself is going to say is that the kedusha of the Pesach is full kedusha, but when you're makdish ma'os in order to register on the Karban Pesach, you're makdish it al menas that when you give that money to the owner of that Karban Pesach, that money will become chulin. Meaning the kedusha on
the money is limited. When you're makdish that money in order to be able to register on the Karban Pesach, you're being makdish that money al menas that that kedusha shouldn't last. That as soon as you pay it to the bala karban, that it's not going to be kadosh anymore. So Amar Abaye, explains. Ilav de ukmei Rav Oshi alayhi b'memana zona al pischo. These two explanations of whether the limited kedusha is limited, whether the explanation is that there's limited kedusha on the korban, or whether the explanation is that there's limited kedusha on the money, is dependent on how you explain the Mishnah and Maseches Temura. So he says that ilav de ukmei Rav Oshi alayhi b'memana zona al pischo, that Rav Oshi explains a Mishnah Maseches Temura to be discussing a case where a person includes a zona on his Karban Pesach as her payment, as the payment for a zona. Meaning, the Mishnah over there tells us that a behema does not become aser mishum esnan zona. That you have a karban, that you bring the karban, if you use the karban to pay the zona, the karban will not be esnan zona. What's the iser of esnan zona? If a person pays a zona using a regular animal, a chulin animal, that animal is now possible to be used as a karban, because it was used as payment for a zona, cannot be used for a karban. Let's say I have something, it's already a karban, and now my payment, now the guy's payment for the zona is by taking an animal that's already a carbon and say, okay, now you're included on the carbon, you can use this carbon. That is not a violation of Esnan Zona. It has to be something that was originally chulin in order to be Esnan Zona. So for the Bryce, it sounds like that had we not learned this halacha from a pasuk, I would have naturally assumed that that would be usher, that the behema would be usher to use as a carbon. So that's because the Mishnah over there is Rebihi. It's assuming like the Shita of Rebbe, who says that when you're makdish an animal for your Karban Pesach, the money that you give in order to be registered on that Karban Pesach is chulin, because Rav Oshi holds that Rebbe's reason is that the Karban Pesach is really mamon bailim. Someone who's makdish a Pesach is not fully makdish the animal. He's leaving some space on the animal. The kedusha is mukbal. It's somewhat limited kedusha. He's leaving over some kedusha, and that's why, had it not been for the pasuk, I would have assumed that you still have room to aser that animal as esnan zona. Meaning, if you're going to understand the Mishnah about esnan zona, the thing about esnan zona is that the Mishnah tells us that we have a limud that you can't take an animal that's already kodesh and make it esnan zona. What do I need a limud? Of course I can't take something that's already kodesh and make it esnan zona. Ain't not the most davar shein shlo, belongs to Agdish, it's not mine. So of course you can't make it esnan zona. So it must be that there's some havamina that I would have been able to make it Esnan Zona. So one way of explaining what that Hava Amina is that we're talking about a Karban Pesach, and the Kedusha of the Karban Pesach is a very limited form of Kedusha. It's not fully Hekdish. It's partially mine still. So Avamukmina Lalahi said, so again, so I love the Ukmei Rav Oshi Alayhi B'mana Zona Al Pisco V'Rebihi, had it not been for the fact that Rav Oshi explained, we must be talking about a Karban Pesach, and we're assuming like Rebbe that the Kedusha of the Karban Pesach is very limited. Avamukmina Lalahi the kachim kalim. I would have thought it's talking about all kachim kalim. Valibid Rabbi Yosei Aglili, damar kachim kalim mamun bailim hu. And we would say that, yeah, because kachim kalim is mamun bailim. So it has the, it can become aser, because it belongs to the bailim. It does not yet belong to Agdish. Aval bepesach lo mishayirinish. But I would have thought that by a Karban Pesach, there is no limitation on the level of Kedusha. So when Rabbi says that the money that's given in order to be registered on the Karban Pesach is chulin, that's because Rebbe holds b'mos vaday mishayirinish. No, that's because not of a limitation on the kedusha of the karban, but a limitation on the kedusha of the money. When a person designates the money to buy in to a Karban Pesach, he's doing it al das that the money should not have kedusha once it's paid. Once it's paid to the owner of the Karban Pesach, v'ha Rebbehi, and the brisa in our sugya that says that the money that you're makabel for the new registrants on your carbon is chulin, assumes like Rabbi Umishamachi Baal Shabiyada Chulinu to Bemaus Vade Mishayirinish, because a person has a limited limits the kedusha on the money. So Savaihi de Kamoki La Raboshia Karebi Lomak Minulei Ana Karebi, and the fact that Raboshia says the Mishnah Maseches Temura is going like Rabbi, we didn't say it's going like Rabbi. The Pesach Lomishayirinish, that by a Karban Pesach, a person does not limit the Kedusha of the Karban Pesach, and he's therefore, it's fully Kadosh, and therefore it's not eligible for Esnan Zona. And even without the Pasuk, I would have known that it's not eligible to be Esnan Zona. And the Braisa in our Sugya that says that the money that you give in order to register on the Karban Pesach is Chulin, I would not have assumed it goes like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and that it's all because of, and the reason that it's Chulin is because it's Kachim Kalim, that's Mamun Bailim. That all Kachim Kalim is not considered to be Mamun Hedge, is considered to be Mamun Bailim. And that's why the money that you pay for it belongs to the Bailim. Da Taniba, because the Braisa says, Vahamocher Olaso Ushlamav, Lo Asav Lo Klum. The Braisa says that if you sell a Karban Ola, Karban Shlamim, you didn't accomplish anything. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why not? You're allowed to sell a Karban Shlamim. Karban Shlamim is Kachim Kailim. Kachim Kailim. And if you assume Kachim Kailim is Mamun Bailim, so why not? Why wouldn't you be allowed to sell it? So I'd rather not say that the price is going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili and that the Karban doesn't have Kedusha. I'd much rather say that the price is going like Rabbi. So, Vahashaduk mi Raboshi alaihi b'manazon al pischo. But now that Raboshi explained, the Mishnah Maseches Tumura is talking about a case where the schar that one pays for the zona is by including her on the Karban Pesach. And he says, Verebi, that Braisa that requires a pasuk to teach me that it doesn't work, that the Kedusha, that it does not become Esnan Zona, is Rebbe, Shema Mina, the Sfirle, that Afilu Bepischo Mishayir Inish. We see that Rabbi Oshia holds, like Rebbe, that a person has limits the Kedusha on his Karban Pesach. So it's a confusing way of saying it, but at the end of the day, what the Gemara is trying to say over here is, we were bothered with the kasha. Heich hegdish chalal hegdish. How could it be that money that's already designated as hegdish because it was put aside for the Karban Pesach becomes chulin when it's used to buy a portion of an animal that's already hegdish? Usually, hegdish money only becomes chulin when its kedusha could be transferred onto something that's chulin. And now that the kedusha is transferred there, it's not here anymore. So now it's going to become chulin. So the Gemara answers that meikara ki mafresh la adai to dachim mafresh. That when he designated the money to be used to buy a share in the Karban Pesach, it was with the intention that the money should remain chulin. And not only that, Rabbi Oshia understands, Rabbi told, that even the Kedusha of the animal is not fully Kodesh. Meaning there are these two possibilities, that either we're misunderstanding something, either we're overestimating the Kedusha of the animal, or we're overestimating the Kedusha of the money. And that's why we have a problem, that how could the money that's already Kodesh be have its Kedusha transfer on an animal, it's already Kadosh. So either you say, no, the money's Kedusha was meant as an expiration on it, that the expiration of the Kedusha of the money is when you pay in for the Karban Pesach, or the animal's Kedusha has a limitation on it, that it's not fully Kadosh. So that's what that the Gemara suggests, that Raboshi understands Rabbi told, that even if that even the Kedusha of the animal is not fully Hagdish, and the owner keeps it as his own property. The Braisa that allows money to be paid for Karban Pesach to be considered chulin is not a problem at all, because neither the money nor the animal are really fully hegdish. Meaning we have a little bit of give on either side. So now the Gemara is going to say, okay, where are these statements that suggest that the money is not fully hegdish, or that the animal is not fully hegdish? So Ma'id Rabbi Oshia, what is the Mishnah that Rabbi Oshia was speaking about? Titnan, the Mishnah Maseches Tumura that we've been referring to vaguely says as follows: if a person pays a zona by giving that which is already kadosh, that which already has kadosh mizbech, for the esnan, you're allowed to be makavir on the mizbech. There's no isra of esnan zona on them. Ofos to chulin hare elu asurin. But if he gives her birds that are chulin, then they're going to be asur to be brought in the mizbeach. That's going to be a violation of esnan zona. Shahaya badin. Really, we should have allowed the ofos, because one might have said the following kal v'chomer: uma imukdashim sham mum posel ben by a behemus of hegdish, a mum would be a psul. ain esron mechir chal aleihen. The isur of esron and the isur of mechir kelev is not chal on animals that are already kodesh. So ofos shein amun posel ben. So ofos which are more chal in the sense that there's no such thing as a mum on an oaf. An oaf could be mechusar aver and posel the mizbeach, but having a mum on an oaf would not posel the mizbeach. Say no din shein esron mechir chal aleihen. For sure the isur of esron and mechir kelev should not be chal on an oaf. Tamal omer. That's why the pasuk says lechol neder. It says lo savi esron zon mechir kelev lechol neder. So that call is a reboy lerabo says ofos to tell me that the isur of esron zon is chal even on ofos. So the brisa asks if ofos become pasul with esron and with mechir kelev, so kal vachomer lemukdashin. So we should be able to say that we have a kal vachomer to behemos of kodesh. Me'ata ma ofos shein amun posel ben esron mechir chal aleihen. If ofos that don't even have a psul of a bal mum do have a psul of esron and mechir mukdashin shamum posel ben enudish esron mechir chal aleihen. So animals that are kodesh which do have a psul of mum, I would think for sure esron and mechir should be chal on them. Tamalomar lekol neder prat lenadur. That's why he says lekol neder as opposed to that which is already nadur, meaning that which is already mukdash. That if you take that which already has kedusha and pay that as an esnan, that's not going to have the iser of esnan bichal on it. So the Gemara says elataima. So you see from the brisa the reason that kachim don't have an iser of esnan is the kasa rachmana neder. It's because I have a limud. It's because the pasuk says neder halav hachi hava aminu mukdashim chalis iser esnan aleihen. But the implication is, and this is what we were working with the whole time, is that without a special pasuk, the hava aminu would have been that a animal that's already kodesh is eligible to become esnan zona. How could it be eligible to become esnan zona? You can't ask yourself it doesn't belong to you. It's already kadosh. It already belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So how could a person take that which already belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, pay it to a zona, and make it an isra of esnan zona? You can't ask her davar shein shalom. So the question's really on the hava meaning once we have a pasuk to tell me otherwise, it's true. It can't be. It can't be esnan zona. But we're asking why I even need a pasuk. It's pashut that would be the case. So that's where, that's the context of Rabbi Yeshaya. So I'm Rabbi Yeshaya b'manazon al pischo v'rebihi. No, we're talking specifically, you're right, by regular Kodesh animals, I don't need a pasuk. It's obvious that it can't become esen zona. It doesn't belong to me. But we're talking about a case where a person is b'manazona on his Karban Pesach, and we're assuming like Rebbe that the Kedusha of a Karban Pesach is mukbal. It's very limited. Oh, so the Kedusha of the Karban Pesach is limited. It's partially still owned by the guy, and that's why he's able to make it into an esnan, had it not been for the pasuk that tells me that he can't make it into an esnan. So when it comes to all other karbanos, of course it can't become esnan. Ain't other most davar shein shlo. When it comes to karban pesach, there's a hava amina that he has the ability to make it esnan because he retains some level of ownership over it. Kamash melon the pasuk that he does not have the ability to make it into an esnan. That's the original context of Rabbi Shaya, my Rebbe, and where do we find that Rebbe holds that the pesach that Karban Pesach is still mamon bailim, that it still belongs to you. Detanya, because the Brisa tells us as follows: Vimimayit habayis miyos miseh. The pasuk is darshaning that if there's not going to be enough money for the tzarche aseh to buy all the needs of the Karban Pesach, that's miyos miseh hachiyehu miseh. You should find you should reinvigorate or give whatever it needs from the set itself. Meaning, if you see that you don't have all the needs of the Karban Pesach, the wood to make a fire to burn it, and the matzah and the marah to eat it with, well, that we can go through the needs in a second. But you see that you don't have all the needs of the Karban Pesach, and you can't afford the needs, but you have the Karban Pesach itself, so sell portions of the Karban Pesach. Incorporate other people on the Karban Pesach. Bring new registrants into your Karban Pesach, and use that money to buy the Tzarchei HaPesach. So if you could just mute yourself to someone that's getting a lot of feedback. So that din of mikdei achila, but I'm sorry, this din that when it's mikdei achila, if you don't have enough money to buy that which you need to eat the Karban Pesach, you could use the dmei aseh for that money. V'lo mikdei mekach. But if you don't have, if you're missing money to do business with, stam, nothing to do with the Karban Pesach, you'd like to have more money, your business is failing, so that you're not allowed to bring in extra registrants on your Karban Pesach to be able to make some more money for that purpose. So Rebbe Omer, af mikdei mekach. Rebbe says, why not? You own the animal, let more people register on the animal, and you'll include them. Shemeinlo, and you'll use the money for whatever you want. Shemeinlo, if you don't have money to buy whatever schora you need to buy, mimana achri ma'al pischa v'alchi gassu ma'al shabiyadu chulin shal menas kenik tishu es yishal es pischayin. No problem. You can get other people to join in your Karban Pesach or your Karban Chagiga, and the money that you get for it is totally chulin, because that's how Klal Yisrael were makdish their Karban Pesach, that they should be able to sell it and use the money for whatever it is that they need. So Rabbi Rabbi Zeira chad amar be'etzim l'tzliyaso. So what is the case where Rebbe and the Chum disagree about? Meaning, we just said that if I get paid money in order to incorporate other people on my Karban Pesach, there's a machlokas, Rebbe and the Chum, what am I allowed to do with the money? I'm for sure allowed to use it for the tzorchei Karban Pesach. Machlokas, am I also allowed to use it for stam, my own needs, my own schora? So Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira have a disagreement about what the case of the machlokas is. So be'etzim l'tzliyaso k'liyam l'ol pligi dikivin t'takanta t'pesach u'guvit t'pesach t'ami. If I want to use the money for wood to be able to burn, to be able to cook the Karban Pesach, to roast the Karban Pesach, that's for sure tzorchei Pesach. Everyone agrees I'm allowed to use the money for that purpose because I need the firewood. Ki pligi b'matzah u'marar. The machlokas is, let's say I don't have matzah and marar, and I can't afford matzah and marar, but I have a Karban Pesach, so can I get someone to pay me to participate in my Karban Pesach so that I'll have money for matzah and marar? So Rabbanan Savri ha'achil achriti. Matzah and marar is not Karban Pesach, it's a separate achila, and this money is supposed to be used only for Karban Pesach. And Rebbe Savar kivin d'achsher of the Pesach hu, kigufa the Pesach dami. No, since it's the hechsher of the Pesach, because al matzos mar miyochlu, matzah mar has to be eaten together with the Karban Pesach, so that's considered like the guf of the Karban Pesach. V'chad amar, and then the other amora said, no, but matzah mar nami kuli amalo pligi, d'chsev al matzah mar miyochlu. Of course matzah mar, you're allowed to use the money, you're allowed to use the money to buy matzah mar, because you have to have a Karban Pesach together with matzah mar. The kevin the machshirin the Pesach ninu ke Pesach dami. Since they are machshirim of the Karban Pesach, they are like the Karban Pesach itself. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas is likach bo chaluk, likach bo talis. You want to buy a nice new suit for yantiv, you want to buy a talis. Rabbanan savri mi yos mi se amarachmana hachayehu lase, that we darshan that including other people registering your Karban Pesach, the money that you get should be for the tzorchei Pesach, but not for other tzrachim. And Rabbi Savarach, enjoy yourself with whatever you get from the set. You could, you don't have to be mechaya the carbon, you could be mechaya yourself. So you can buy a talis and a suit and whatever else that you want. So it says Gemara, Abaye Damar. According to Abaye, who said, Ilav du'ukma raboshi alayhi, b'manazon al pischa v'rebi hi, hav mukmini lo b'kotchim kalim, v'alibit rabi yosi aglili, damar kotchim kalim mom b'aylim hi. Right, remember, Abaye said that had it not been for the fact that Raboshia said that the Mishnah in Temura is talking about including a zona on your Karban Pesach, and it's following the sheet of Rebbe that the Kedusha of your Karban Pesach is limited, I would have said that we're talking about all kachim kalim, and we're assuming like Rabbi Yossi Aglili that kachim kalim is mamon bailim, aval bepesach lo meshayirinish, but a person is not meshayir anything. It doesn't leave off any kedusha on the Karban Pesach. Hakatani behed yishal menas kein kedusha yishal es pischein. How could Abai have thought to say that? Doesn't it say that al menas kein kedusha yishal es pischein? So you see that Rebbe says that a person does limit the kedusha of his Karban Pesach. So how could Abai have thought to say, no, all karbanos are kachim kalim, don't really have are really mum and bailim, and because they're mum and bailim, that's why you're allowed to be mechallel the money on them. So Amos, Abai would say that the brisa is phrased poorly. What it really should be phrased as is shal menas kein nikdishu yisrael maos pischehen. That the limitation is not on the kedusha of the Pesach; it's on the limitation is on the kedusha of the money. That when I designate money to buy in on a Karban Pesach, I'm designating it as money that's kadosh until the point that that I buy in on the Karban Pesach. But as soon as I buy in on the Karban Pesach, then the money is going to no longer be kadosh. Okay, that's the hardest part of the daf. Now says the Mishnah, Zav Sharash Te Re'ios. If you have a Zav who has two Re'ios of Ziva, so a little bit of background. If you shech the Karban Pesach for people that are Tamei, the Karban Pesach is possible because they're not able to eat the Karban Pesach, because the Pasuk says, Ish Lufi Yachlo Techos V'Alaseh, that it has to be that you shech the Karban Pesach for people who are able to eat. You have to shech it only the Shem Ochlov. So the Mishnah explains that Tameim, that people who are Tamei right now, that will be Tar by the time it comes to eat the Karban Pesach, you could shech the Karban Pesach even though at the time of the Shechita, they're still Tamei. So that's one point. Now, there are different types of Tumah, obviously. If a person has two Re'ios of Ziva, so he's Tamei until he has 7 days Shiva Nekim, until he has 7 days that he doesn't see any Zov by a man who sees a Shtei Re'ios, even on the same day. A man is totally different rules than a woman. A man is Metamei B'Re'ios Kibiyamim. A woman would only become a Zov Gadol if she sees on 3 consecutive days. But a man Shtei Re'ios, even on the same day, is going to require Shiva Nekim before he becomes Tar. On the 7th day of those Shiva Nekim, he goes to the mikveh. He doesn't have to wait till after the 7th day is over. On the 7th day, he goes to the mikveh, and when he has Harav Shemesh, he's now Tahar, and he's allowed to eat kachim. But if he has 3 Re'ios of Ziva, then he can still go to the mikvah on the 7th day, but on the 8th day he's going to have to bring karbanos. And only when he brings karbanos is he then going to be able to eat kachin. That's as far as a male. That's as far as a man who becomes a Zav. So with that backdrop, Zav Shara'a Shtei Re'ios. We'll get to Zava and Nida later. But Zav Shara'a Shtei Re'ios. If a Zav sees 2 Re'ios, so his entire process of Tara will be over by the end of the 7th day. On the 7th day, he's going to go to the mikvah. There's no carbon for him. So by the time he has Harav Shemesh at the end of the 7th day, he's going to be ready to eat kachim. So shochtan alav bishvi. So it makes sense that on the 7th day of his Tara process, we could check the Karban Pesach for him. He's tummy right now. Yeah, but he'll have Harav Shemesh. By the time he comes to eat the Karban Pesach, he'll be good. Ra'a shalosh. But if he sees 3 re'eos, so now when the 7th day is over, he's not quite ready. He's still going to need to bring karbanos on the 8th day, and only then is he going to be allowed to eat kachim. So shochtan alav bishmini shalom. So we can only shech the Karban Pesach for him if Erev Pesach is his 8th day, even though he has not maybe yet brought those karbanos, but he knows as soon as he brings those karbanos, he's going to be allowed to eat kachim. Now that's as far as a zav. Now the halacha is a nida is different than a zav and is different than a zava. A nida, once she has 7 days that have passed from the day she first started seeing dam, she can go to the mikvah and become tahar. But if she that's a nida. Meaning a nida, if she bleeds for 6 days, 23 hours and 59 minutes straight, she's bleeding the whole time, she can go to the mikveh as soon as that day is over, as soon as the 7th day is over, even if she's bleeding the entire time. But she can't go to the mikveh on the 7th day. It can only be after the 7th day is over, she goes to the mikveh at night. As opposed to a zava. A zava is a woman who sees dam during the yud alef yom shebe nida lenida. She doesn't bleed at a regular time. She bleeds during these 11 days of the cycle that are eligible to make her a zava. So if she sees for 1 or 2 days during the yemei ziva, when she would become a zava, that's what we call a shomeres yom kineged yom, or in other words, a zava katana. So she only has to make sure she doesn't bleed on the following day, and then she goes to the mikvah on that day, and that evening she's tahara, there's no carbon, there's nothing. But if a woman sees for 3 consecutive days during the yemei ziva, she becomes a zava gadola, and then she's going to need shiva nekiyim, and on the 7th day of the shiva nekiyim, she goes to the mikvah. She doesn't have to wait till the day's over. On the 7th day of the shiva nekiyim, she goes to the mikvah. By night, she is tahora, but she can't eat kachim until she brings her karban the next day. So now, based on that, shomeres yom kineged yom, shochtan alav b'sheni shela. If a woman had 1 re'iyah of ziva, she became a zava katana, she is a shomeres yom kineged yom, she saw ziva only once, so on the next day, you can already shech Karban Pesach for her, because on the next day, she can go to the mikveh, and as soon as she has Harav Shemesh, she's going to be allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. Ras shnei yamim, shochtan alav b'shlishi. If she saw dam on 2 consecutive days, on the 3rd day, you can already shech Karban Pesach for her, because on the 3rd day, she's going to go to the mikveh, and that night, she's ready to be Torah. But if she's a Zava Gedola, where she sees three consecutive days, then Shachtan Aleha B'Shmini. Then you're not even allowed to Shecht the Karban Pesach for her on the seventh day of her Shiva Nekiyim, because she's not going to be done yet that night. By that night, she will have gone to the mikvah and had Arav Shemesh, and she can eat Truma, but she's not going to be allowed to eat Kachim until the next morning when she brings her Karban. So she's not going to be ready in time for that night's Karban Pesach. Only on the eighth day, when she's already able to bring her Karban for being a Zava Gedola, only then can you Shecht the Karban Pesach for her. So Amar Rav Yidam Rav, Shocht and Vizorkin al Tavul Yom. You could do a Shechita and Zrika of a Karban Pesach for someone who's a Tavul Yom, someone who went to the mikveh and just needs to wait till nightfall until it becomes tar, umachusur kippurim, or a tummy person that became tar but still needs to bring karbanos in order to allow him to eat kachim. Vein shochtim v'zorkin al tummy sheretz, and you cannot be shochet or zorik for someone who's a tummy sheretz before he's gone to the mikvah. V'ula amar av shochtim v'zorkin al tummy sheretz, and Ula disagrees with Rabbi Yudam Rav and says you can even shech the karm pesach for someone who's a tummy sheretz. He hasn't gone to the mikvah yet, so let him go to the mikvah. Meaning the halach is, if someone is tamei sheretz, if he goes to the mikvah, so that night he's going to be allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. So you could shecht for him, even though right now he has not yet gone to the mikvah. No problem, he'll go to the mikvah and he'll be able to eat that night. So the Rav, according to Rav, that you're not allowed to shecht the Karban Pesach for tamei sheretz, maishnu tvil yom de chazi l'urta. Why is tamei sheretz any different than a tvil yom? A tvil yom right now is no good. He's going to have to wait till nightfall. Tamei sheretz ami chazi l'urta. The tamei sheretz also can go to the mikvah and be ready by nighttime. So answers Gemara. No. Oh, but mechusar tevila. The Tamei Sheretz doesn't yet have tevila. He hasn't gone to the mikvah. I mean, it's not just a matter of waiting, that you wait at nighttime and automatically he's going to be tar. He has to do something. He's got to go to the mikvah. So that's why Rav says you can't shecht for a Tamei Sheretz. Once he goes to the mikvah, then he becomes a tevil yom. Then you can shecht for the Tamei Sheretz. So it says, Gemara, tevil yom nami, mechusar harav shemesh, but a tevil yom also is missing harav shemesh. Meaning it's not that he's already tar. He needs harav shemesh. So says Gemara, shimsha memela arva. But that happens automatically. Whereas Tamei Sheretz, in order to be tar, all he needs to do is go to the mikvah. But going to the mikvah doesn't happen automatically; it's an action, and therefore you're not allowed to be shecht the Karban Pesach for someone who's a Tamei Sheretz. So I ask the Gemara: how can you say that anyone who needs a ma'isa in order to become tahar, you're not allowed to shecht the Karban Pesach for? Mechusar kippurim nami, hamechusar kapara. If you have a mechusar kippurim, he's missing out on. He has to still bring a carbon in order to be able to eat kachim. So the Gemara answers: you're right. When we say that you're allowed to shecht for a mechusar kippurim, that's Shekino Biyado. He already has the birds in his hand, meaning he's ready to be makriv them. The birds are here, they're ready, he's all ready to go. And only then does it work, because that's not considered a real Maisa that he's missing, apparently, because he's 90% of the way there. Whereas someone who still has to go to the mikvah hasn't done anything, he's still got to go to the mikvah. Well, it says, Tamei Sheretz Nami, Hari Mikvah Lefanav. As long as there's a mikvah in town, why is that any different than a guy who's got his birds ready to be shechted? So it says, Mara, Dilma Pasha. We're afraid he's going to be Poshea and he's not going to be Tovel. We can go back and forth a million times. You have the same concern. Maybe he'll be Poshea and he's not going to bring the Karbanos. Says Mar, no. We're talking about that he already gave it to the Bezin of Kohanim. The money's already been given. And therefore, Kedrav Shmaya, the Amar Chazaka in Bezin Shal Kohanim, Omdim Misham, Ashiyuch Lumosha B'Shofaros. It's out of his hands already. It's in the hands of the Bezin Shal Kohanim to make sure that they use up all the money to bring the karbanos that have to be brought that day, and you can rely on them. They are very trustworthy. The Bezin Shel Kohanim will not stop that day's work without doing all the karbanos. So if you have a mechusar kippurim, you can check the Karban Pesach for him. Why? Because we have absolute confidence that his karbanos will be brought on time. But if you have a tamei sheretz, you don't have absolute confidence because he's going to have to get himself up and go to the mikvah. So says Gemara, ularav mida oraisa michsa chazi v'rabbanon. Can you say that according to Rav, that really on a Dorais level, the Tamei Sheretz, you can shecht the Karban Pesach for, and it's only V'rabbanu D'Gazvei? Meaning what we make it sound like is, the reason I can't shecht for a Tamei Sheretz is I'm worried that maybe he won't go to the mikvah. Sounds like a din midrabanan, that on a Dorais level, really you can, but midrabanan, I'm worried he's going to be lazy, he's not going to go to the mikvah, and therefore I'm not allowed to shecht for a Tamei Sheretz. So is that true, that midrabanan, you can really shecht for him, it's only midrabanan? I, but V'amar Rav, we had Rav said, wait, back on Daf Pei, that if let's say you have 50-50, you have half of the Klal Yisrael is Tameh, and half of Klal Yisrael is Tahar. So remember, we had the idea, Metamenech and Mehen, B'sheretz. Be metame one more person who will tip the scales, and then Rov Klal Yisrael will be tame. You're able to bring the Karban Pesach b'tuma, but how are you going to be metame with a sheretz? If that's only a din d'rabbanan that you can't shach the Karban Pesach for the tuma sheretz, then how does that work? How's that going to change the whole equation in terms of bringing Karban Pesach b'tuma? It must be that it's a din d'araisa. El Rav mi d'araisa nami l'chazi. It must be that on a d'araisa level, you're not allowed to shach for some who's tame sheretz. Because the pasuk says by Pesach Sheni, ish kiyeh tame l'nefesh, that if a person is tame l'meis, milo askinan shechal shvi'i shel aliyos be'erev Pesach, so isn't the pasuk talking about where his seventh day falls out on erev Pesach, dainu tumah sheretz, which means he's exactly the same as someone who's tame tumah sheretz, that all he needs to do is go to the mikveh and he's going to be Torah by that evening, v'am rachmana nidchi, and yet the Torah still says, you push him off till Pesach Sheni, meaning if you have a person who's on his seventh day of his Tara process on Erev Pesach Rishon, but he had become Tamei LeMeis, we say, sorry, you can't shech the Karban Pesach for such a person because he's still Tamei Meis. That's exactly the same as a Tumas Sheretz, where it's just one day total of Tumah. V'chi temei mai Dahachi, if you're going to say that, how do I know the pasuk is talking about where his seventh day was Erev Pesach? Maybe the pasuk is only talking about a Tamei Meis who's at an earlier stage in the Torah process. So you could say that Rav derives this from the pasuk. Savla Krabi Yitzchak, Damer Tamei Meis Mitzvah Hayu Shechal Shvi Shalan Lios Erev Pesach. That the people that were Tameim Lenefesh Adam, that the pasuk describes, that were not able to bring the Karban Pesach, were Tamei Meis Mitzvah. They had become Tamei Tumei Meis Mitzvah, and their seventh day of Tara fell out on Erev Pesach. Shnemar v'lo yochlu lasos haPesach b'yomahu. Pasuk says they couldn't bring their Pesach, and then there are extra words b'yomahu on that day. What does that mean? B'yomahu they yichon lasos, aval machar yichon lasos. They were so close, meaning they were almost tahar. Had they had one more day, they would have been able to bring the Karban Pesach the next day. So that's what you see. It must be that they're already on the seventh day of the Tara process. V'amrachman nidchu. And even though they're on the seventh day of the Tara process, and therefore by that night they should already be good, still we say they can't bring the Karban Pesach. So you see that someone who's a Tamei Meis on Shvi'i Shalo is not able to bring the Karban Pesach, and similarly a Tamei Sheretz is not able to bring the Karban Pesach. Now the Gemara asks on the Mishnah, from the Mishnah on Rav, that you're not allowed to shech the Karban Pesach for Tamei Sheretz. Tanan, it said in the Mishnah Zav, Sharash Dei Riyos Shochna Lav B'Shvi'i, we said if a Zav saw two Riyos, you could shech on his seventh day, My Lav Delo Tavil Shema Mino Shochna V'Zorkan Al Tamei Sheretz. Isn't it talking about a case where he has not yet gone to the mikveh, and you're still allowed to shech the Karban Pesach for him? Because it's easy enough. He'll go to the mikveh and he'll be ready by that night. That's the same as the Tamei Sheretz. All he's got to do is go to the mikveh. He says, well, lo, the Tavil. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about where he already went to the mikveh. But if he didn't go to the mikveh in a chinami, you cannot check the Karban Pesach for a Zav Bal Shtei Ri'ios. E Tavil, my Kamashmal. Well, if he already went to the mikveh, then what's the Chiddush? Of course you could check for him. Now, how Kamashmal? Davagav the Mechusra Harav Shemesh. That I might have thought that the Chiddush is that he still needs Harav Shemesh in order to become Tahar. He still needs the sun to set. So Kamash Milan, Tishimshim Mela Arva. So that's what the Chiddush is, that since that's going to happen automatically, it doesn't require any Maisa on his part, that's why you're allowed to shecht for the Zav Bal Shtei Rios as long as he's gone to the mikvah. Hachinami Mistavra, and it's most Mistavra that the Mishnah is talking about a Zav who's already gone to the mikvah. Midiktani Seifa, because the Seifa goes on to say, Ra'a Shalosh Rios, that if he had three Rios, where now he has to bring a carbon also, Shokh the Lav Bishmini. We can only shecht for him on the eighth day, meaning after, on the day he's already eligible to bring his carbon. So yam bishlam zav sharash teriyos shochnu lav b'shvi de tavil. If you're going to say that the zav bal shtei rios, we're talking about a case where he already went to the mikvah on the seventh day, it's terich. So then I need the Mishnah to tell me in the seifa that if he's a bal shalosh rios, you can shecht for him on the eighth day. Because salkadai dechamina ra shtei rios b'shvi hu de lo mechusar ma'isa av ra shalosh b'shmini de mechusar ma'isa mechusar kapara lo. I would have thought, yeah, zav bal shtei rios, you can shecht for him on the seventh day, because he doesn't have to do anything. As soon as the sun sets, he's going to be good. But a Bal Shalosh Rios, where he still needs to bring karbanos, I would think you can't check for him until he actually brings those karbanos. So Kamash Malan, the Alfagav the Mechus Kapara, Shoktim Zorkin Yilavei. So that's why there's a Chiddush in that next line, that a Mechus Kapara, even though he still needs to do Shechit of his own Zav karbanos, we could check the Karban Pesach for him. Eliyam Rosh Shtei Rios B'Shvi, Delotavil. But if the case of the Rosh Shtei Rios is a case where the guy didn't go to the mikvah, so Rosh Shalosh B'Shmi Shmini Lamali. What's the chiddush about the guy who saw three Re'ios? Hashli Yesh Loma Ra'a Shtei Re'ios B'Shvi Delo Tavil. If a person who's Zavbal, who's Ra'a Shtei Re'ios on the seventh day, who has not yet gone to the mikvah, to Tamei Malyu, where he's absolutely Tamei, Shaktin V'Zarkin Nilavei, and we're still going to Shech Chom Pesach for him because we know that he can go to the mikvah, and by that night it'll be okay. So Ra'a Shalosh B'Shmini De Tavilei, if you're talking about someone who sees, so then the case of someone who sees three Re'ios on the eighth day, where he already went to the mikvah B'Shvi'i, the Kalisha Tuma, where his Tuma has already been weakened, Lo Kol Shekein to Shechtin V'Zarkin Ilavei. Of course I could Shech the Karban Pesach for him on his eighth day, even before he brings his Karbanos. Elav Shmamina must be from the fact that there's a Chiddush in that last line about Shalosh Re'ios, that Ra'a Shtei Re'ios B'Shvi'i to Shechtin Ilavei, to Tavil, that it must be that the case of the Ra'a Shtei Re'ios that you could Shech for him is a case where he already was Tovel. So that's a Raya that Rav is correct, that Rav is correct, that it's talking about a case where he was already Tovel. So it says, well, it's not a Raya. Maybe it's talking about a case where he was not yet Tovel. V'itzrich, and I still need the Mishnah to tell me that if he sees Shalosh Rios, that we Shecht Bishmini for him. I might have thought that, no, you know, if he's on the seventh day, even though he has not yet gone to the mikvah, I could Shecht the Karban Pesach for him, because it's biyado, it's up to him whether he's going to go to the mikvah. So he has control over the situation to just go to the mikvah and become tahar. But if it's on the eighth day and what needs to happen is a karban needs to be brought, that's not really up to him, that's up to the kohanim. So maybe I can't Shech the Karban Pesach for him because I have to worry that maybe the kohanim aren't going to take care of it. They don't have the same motivation he has in order to become tahar. So kamash malan kid Rav Shmaya. That's what the chiddush is, like Rav Shmaya, that you never have to worry about the kohanim. The kohanim do their job, and they're not going to stop until all the karbanos from the all the money from the shofaros are used to buy the karbanos. Okay, we fell a little short of the Mishnah, but tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots vazava shochtin, five lines before they get wide, and there will be Bez Hashem Ashir tomorrow night on Zoom at 7:30 p.m. So everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.